question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Okay, the break is over as we roll right into our B block. Mary and I appreciate you all being aboard with us on this Saturday morning. For the next 10 minutes, American Airlines will be our focus, and this portion of the program is sponsored by Travel Pro Luggage.
Yeah, you know, Robert, you and I are always on the lookout for Travel Pro Luggage when we travel. We like to see what the fellow passengers
always looking,
have,
right,
since that's what we use. And if you're looking for something new, they've just added a new hard side addition to the Platinum Elite line that's ultra durable, but it's also really lightweight. It's built to last, and it's designed for that ultimate convenience and effortless mobility that they're known for.
Yes, they are. So take your luggage for a ride, folks, and pick up something new from one of their many product lines. Right now, Travel Pro is offering their buy one, get one 30% off sale. Plus, you'll get free shipping at TravelPro.com. It makes a great wedding gift. I know it's wedding season right now as well. Or just check out RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
All right, let's get right to Kyle Mabry. He heads up global sales for American Airlines. There's a lot for us to discuss with him.
Indeed, there is, Mary. Kyle, hello to you from New York. Mary and I welcome you to America's number one travel radio show.
Robert and Mary, it's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you very much for joining us on this Saturday morning. Appreciate it. So listen, I know you're busy. I'm not sure if you had a chance to hear the program last week. We were live in Chicago at the Palmer House, stop four of our big Let's Go America tour. And I mentioned this because United Airlines Senior VP of Worldwide Operations, Mike Hanna, he was on the show with us live. We shared, you know, he was talking about his airline with us. But I'm not sure he appreciated when I mentioned that we flew to and from Chicago via American. Our flights departed and arrived on time on both legs. And they were uneventful, just like we like them, all right? So
we didn't get quite the laugh out of Mike.
No, we did not.
They were getting with you.
All fair, we had some fun with it.
Yeah, sure.
But hey, listen, it all goes around. But really where I'm going with this, I saw a report this week, frankly, from Southwest, that they see a slowdown in air travel coming. And you're certainly the right person at American to ask this question. So I want to know, how are current operations going? And what are you seeing in terms of bookings and expectations post-Labor Day?
Yeah, hey, it's a great question, and thanks for flying American, by the way. And the city that you were in is one of my favorite cities in America. I actually lived there for a time.
We had a great time.
What a magical city is Chicago. And, you know, it's interesting because talk a little bit about demand. The pandemic has obviously been a challenge for this industry, whether it's airlines or hotels or travel agencies or anyone in between. But this has been a very busy summer for us. And I have to tell you, demand is back. In the second quarter of this year, we flew 44 million customers. And that was 5.5 times the number of customers that we flew in the same quarter of 2020. And so there's a great deal of demand. I will tell you the mix of demand is different right now than it was
a year or two ago.
Interesting. That actually leads me into my question perfectly, Kyle. So I'm sure you know Scott McCartney, big aviation writer, very popular with the Wall Street Journal. He's a show friend of ours, and he just reported on something that I thought was really interesting, and I think our listeners are going to find it interesting, that airfares haven't really changed much over the past 25 years. Of course, there's a lot of factors for that, competition, technology, and other things. But essentially, he said back in 1996, the average domestic ticket was around $285. Today, that same ticket is actually $15 less at $260. So when you factor inflation in, that 1996 ticket would actually cost about $485 in today's money. So it is cheaper to fly today. You just mentioned that the demand in terms of where is different. I think people are always going to complain about the cost of travel, Kyle, but where do you see some real value in air travel as we're speaking to you today?
I'm glad you brought it up because air travel is a huge value for customers right now. It's the reason that so much of our travel right now, while corporate travel was turned down during the pandemic, leisure travel was strong. And I think it's because leisure customers saw great value. For example, one way that we know that a lot of this was leisure demand is that American Airlines Vacations, which is purely a leisure product for us, actually grew during the pandemic. And it's very, very encouraging. I also have to give a lot of credit to travel advisors out there who really, for one, they sold a lot of American Airlines Vacations. We have a lot of inventory to the parts of the world that remain strong. Those included what we call some of our short-haul international markets, a lot of really strong leisure destinations, and we've got a lot to offer there. But travel advisors got very involved in this, and many customers needed more reassurance. And so they were there to give people more assurance. You know, the other value that we had to add, Mary, and I'm glad you asked about it, during the pandemic, we also realized right away that we had to sort of take the mystery out of travel because it was, you know, the restrictions were different by destination, and people just didn't know what would be expected when they got there. And so we worked really quickly to come up with things like, you know, a lot of it technology, to make sure that customers knew what to expect when they got there. So, you know, an application on our website from Sherpa, for example, which could tell you, if you put in your origin and destination, would tell you exactly what to expect when you got there.
Yeah, great feature.
And then really importantly, Verifly, you know, which is the medical passport application, which actually tells you, once you've uploaded your documents, actually tells you now you're ready to travel, with a big check mark that's completely unmistakable. And so those are the types of things that we had to do to add value and make sure people were comfortable traveling when they were ready.
Well, Kyle, I want to talk about that mix that you just mentioned of travelers, because, you know, in the past week to 10 days, we've seen major companies like Apple or Google, Comcast with their NBC line, Capital One, even McDonald's, they're all delaying the eventual return of employees to their offices by a month or more. You know, this clearly is going to have a trickle-down effect on business travel, which is important to airlines because we know business travelers are less price-focused. They tend to travel more last minute. You know, that uncertainty has to be a real challenge for you and your American colleagues, because you need to have the right balance of your own available flight crews, I mean, ground crews, airport agents, the wheelchair personnel, even staffing for your club rooms, be it the Admiral's Lounge or the Flagship First Lounge that, you know, that we enjoy as concierge key flyers. But, you know, how are you and the American team managing these challenges?
Yeah, you mentioned corporate demand and return to work in offices and how they're correlated. I couldn't agree more. There's definitely a correlation between returning to office and returning to travel. About 50% of our corporate customers have lifted their travel restrictions. I have to also tell you, when I say corporate, I mean big corporate. Small and medium-sized companies never stopped traveling, Robert. They really stayed with it, and we continue to see them on our planes. But big corporate, about 50%, have lifted their travel restrictions, and about two-thirds have already announced or are planning to return to the offices by the end of 2021. That, you know, a lot of that, we're not recognizing really a ton of change with regard to those plans right now. I think that you're right. You're talking about the recent upsurge and especially the Delta variant of COVID-19. And we definitely have seen people press pause. But, you know, where we thought maybe right after Labor Day that you'd see a green light on some of this travel, I'm thinking that we're going to probably see it more in October. But I want to be clear, you know, we still are seeing strong demand, strong increases in demand in many aspects of our corporate travel, and definitely plans for them to return earnestly by the end of 2021.
All right, well, that's good information for sure. So, you know, really, last question.
So I think we're going to run out of time, but real quickly, I did ask Mike Hanna last week about the investment and commitment that all the airlines have made for hygiene and really health and safety. So before we run out of time, you have about a minute. Do you think that these changes, the HEPA air filters, all of this, do you think it's going to be long-lasting and maybe permanent, Kyle?
It is permanent. You know, something we really didn't wait until the pandemic to really get serious about these things. HEPA air filters and those things existed long before the pandemic, but we never talked about it because it wasn't anything that customers really wanted to talk about. Over the pandemic, they definitely did, and so we began to talk more about those things. Certainly, our commitment to cleanliness is here to stay. And many of the things that we did, including touchless kiosks and all those things, which accelerated during the pandemic,
right,
those trends are just going to continue. It's what customers want, and it's what we'll do.
It makes the process easier anyway, regardless of whether you're in a pandemic or not, I think.
It does. And
it totally does.
Yeah. And I would say last week, our experience, and just in general, as we've been traveling, I mean, you know, hotels, airports, planes, they are cleaner. I think the confidence is there with passengers. And I don't think that's going to change at all. So, Kyle, unfortunately, this has gone by way too quickly, but we'll just have to do it again at some point. Please do give our best to Allison when you see her. Thank you very much for joining Mary and me today, and enjoy the rest of the weekend, okay?
Thank you guys for having me. Great talking with you.
Kyle, pleasure to chat with you. Thank you so much.
All right, Mary. We had a lot more we wanted to get to with Kyle.
A lot of fun, yeah.
But we'll just have to have Kyle back.
And we'll
keep the conversation going. Well, I would say between last week and now this week, we've delivered a good look inside what's currently happening at American Airlines today and obviously with United Airlines last week. There are still 8 more segments to go today. Keep your radios locked in, folks. America's number one travel radio show is coming right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.